Ash Wednesday, and our celebration of Lent is really about remembering. It's about remembering where we've come from, and it's about remembering the ways that we are supposed to live our lives all the time. Unfortunately, like all human beings, we tend to forget some of those things all the time. And because we have a tendency to forget those things, that's why we need to be reminded every year as we prepare for Easter what we're supposed to be doing all the time. So prayer is something we're supposed to be doing all the time. Fasting is something we're supposed to be doing all the time. Sharing with others is something we're supposed to be doing all the time. We just redouble our efforts during Lent so that we remember the things that are important to us. Because when we do those things, we wind up closer to God. And that's really the point of Lent. So that by the time we hit Easter, we are closer to God because we've remembered the essential things. And the essential thing is this. Once we were in paradise. We're going to hear some about that story this weekend, okay? But once we were in paradise, and because we decided that we wanted to be God ourselves instead of letting God be God, we messed up that paradise. We chose sin. We chose death. And because we chose sin and death, we were lost to it for a long, long time. But then God figured out another way to save us from ourselves. And Jesus came into our lives. And he showed us another way to live. That we didn't have to stay lost in sin and death. But even though we had once almost been killed, Jesus was raised to life. And he raises all the rest of us to life along with him. Those are the essential things that we're going to focus on over the course of the next few weeks. Those are the things that we're going to celebrate when we get to Easter. That we were almost dead and lost to our sin, but Jesus comes into our lives and we live still. There's another famous story, another great piece of literature, if you ask me, okay? Another great piece of literature that talks about a boy that almost died. And he, too, has a mark on his forehead, like we're going to mark ourselves out on our forehead. It'll be a little bit of a different sign. It's not going to be an X, like they said on the news. Catholics are marking themselves out with X's. Close, okay? Turn it a little bit and make it a cross. We're good, okay? But this story is about a boy who had another mark on his forehead. Can you think about what boy I might be talking about? Have you ever heard of Harry Potter? I think it's a great story because there's so many things and so many hidden gospel messages in there. Everybody keeps looking at it for danger and gloom. And I'm just going to tell you that there's a lot more good messages in it than I think of things that we really need to be worried about. If any of you really can't figure out that it's fiction when you read it, then I'd stay away from it. Okay? But in there, Albus Dumbledore, who's Harry's mentor, I want to be Albus Dumbledore in a few years, okay? But Albus Dumbledore, who's Harry's mentor, winds up saying to Harry at one point in time, because Harry is wondering why even though he's escaped death and can't figure out his whole journey through life, but his scar keeps bothering him. And Harry says, so Harry looks at Dumbledore, and Dumbledore says to him, he says, Harry, scars are useful things because they help us to remember. Scars are useful things because they help us to remember. You know, why do we mark ourselves with ashes on our foreheads? We We mark ourselves with ashes on our foreheads because it's good for us to remember. Again, if we're doing it for the rest of the world to see, well then, do yourself a favor and rub it off on your way out the door. But if we wear them because we want to remember, then we might have the right to do so. Our lives were forfeit. And because of the love of Jesus, they are not any longer. We chose sin and death, yet Jesus comes into our lives and shows us life and victory. And so, we have to remember who we are and what we're about. And that's what we're ready to step into for these next 40 days of preparation, so that by the time we get to Easter, we may remember some of the greater truths about us. God has never forgotten. Sometimes we have trouble remembering. Let us pray as we ask ourselves and ask our God to be marked out as pilgrims on a journey, that we might remember. Ashes can be useful things because they can help us to remember.